Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account, please?
The order number is H0129-143041.
And you said H?
H, the letter H. H0129-143041.
Okay. I can try that number. So you don't have like an external order number?
Let me see if I got an ex. Hold on just a minute. Okay, I got a PO number. Okay.
And what is that number?
In fact, I've got two. At 294-53-871 and then 872.
Okay, and what store number is that?
Store number H0129 or 0129.
Okay, let's try that. And this is for Lynette Prescott.
That is correct.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Roger. I'm the store associate.
Okay, Roger, could you verify the delivery address?
It is 115 Sagewood Drive, Winterville, Georgia, 30683.
And you're from Home Depot 0129.
Correct.
Let me pull up both of those or those POs. The PO that I have pulled up is for dishwasher install and a over-the-range hood install.
Yes. And then we also have a refrigerator hookup.
Okay, so that's a water line. Let's look at that one.
Yes.
And the items are already at the customer's home?
All items are at the customer house. There's also one other one that is a wall oven, but we did a measure on the wall oven. It's on a separate PO.
Okay. And it's going to be did on the same day?
Well, you know, you can. The thing I'm calling for is it's a new construction, and the customer, the owner is not going to be there, and he wants his builder contacted to do this. And I wanted to give you the builder's information, contact information.
Builder's phone number. Okay. And what is his phone number?
His phone number is 706-988-5631. I'm sorry, I gave you my number. His number is 5681, the last four.
Okay, you gave me two numbers or one number?
Okay, the number is 706-988-5681.
Okay, and what's the builder's name, his first name?
Bill.
Okay.
Last name, McQuillan, McQuillan.
Yeah. The home. And you said the fridge, dishwasher, and OTR is already on site.
Right. The microwave, the wall oven is, yeah, all of the items are on site.
Okay, did you want me to look at the measure PO too?
Please, I want that the same information added to the measure PO.
Okay, what is the that PO?
I've got to pull it up. Give me one moment. I'm not sure. My computer's so slow. I'm sorry, my computer just rebooted. One moment. I'm sorry about that. Everything shut down on me. Give me 1 second.
Not a problem.
Okay, that's not it. Okay, the measure PO is 294-538-70. Correct.
Let's try to pull that one up. That one, you must have just created it. It didn't come up.
Well, I created them both at the same time.
The only two, because I put the customer's phone number in, and only two POs came up, the ones that I already have.
Okay. I don't know why I would just measure. I'm looking at it. Let me go back out 1 second. I'm going to try something else. Okay. Yeah, 294-538-70.
You said 294-538-70.
Correct.
And that's store 0129.
Correct.
And you say you created it when?
I created both at the same time, about 11 o'clock or 10:30, 11 this morning. In fact, the measure was created before the installs were created.
Did it, like, cancel it out or something? Because it's not showing up.
Like I said, in my system, I'm looking at both. And it shows the PO that I gave you on a waiting measure. Let me make sure here again. Yeah, 294-538-70. Built-in appliance, $69.
I can send it over. I'll have to just send it over to my regional and let them see could they pull it. But I'm putting it on the account measure. And this is a measure PO for oven?
For a wall oven, yes.
And then the other PO is for the fridge, freestanding fridge installation.
Freestanding fridge hookup and a dishwasher install, vent hood install.
Fridge install and dishwasher and hood.
Range hood.
Install. Okay, and you said that you wanted me to update the phone number.
The contact information for each of those orders is the 706-988-5681 number.
What I'm doing is updating it on the PL. Each one of them.
So nobody's in flooring. Jeez. I just saw Alex walk out.
Okay, I put that we updated the information and the third PO is not found. I'm sending it over to our regional office so they can help recover it. So we're not confirming the date right now.
Right.
Okay, not a problem.
And I'll check back and, a little later to see if it's bridged. It may just be that, hadn't had an opportunity to bridge in the system.
So what I'm doing is sending this over to our regional and adding the same note to each one of the accounts. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That would be it. Thank you very much. Like I said, I'll check back later this afternoon and see if that's bridged over.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy your day also.